Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. We often hear about the poverty level, but how is it gauged, and is it effective? Jim Sullivan, an associate professor of economics at the University of Notre Dame, takes a look.
In the aftermath of the Great Recession, determining which anti-poverty programs work and which don't is crucial. To do this, we need to know which families are facing the greatest need. Official poverty estimates are ill-equipped to identify these families. Why? Official poverty estimates are based on cash income, like earnings and welfare payments. But over the past few decades, we've moved away from cash programs and instead provide help through the Earned Income Tax Credit or in-kind transfers like food stamps or Medicaid. Even an improved income-based measure of poverty fails to reflect who is truly poor. This is because income only reflects current resources, ignoring uncertainty about future earnings, asset accumulation, or debts. To see who is struggling the most, we should look at what people consume instead. Consider two couples, one in their 60s, the other in their 20s. The older couple is retired with no income. They own their home free and clear, and they are living comfortably off of their savings. The younger couple has modest earnings that put them above the poverty line, but they are worried about job security, and they lost their home because of rising mortgage payments. A poverty measure based on income would consider the older couple poor, but not the younger couple. If you looked at what these families consume, however, you would have a much better picture of their material circumstances. How we measure poverty affects the allocation of billions of dollars of federal benefits. This support should go to those in greatest need, those having a difficult time finding the resources necessary to put food on the table and a roof over their heads.
That was the University of Notre Dame's Jim Sullivan. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
You get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something.